We continue Be'ezer Hashem's Barach to discuss, as we see in our Gemara here in Masechet Bava Metzia, that Tzadik Tes of Be'ez, that the Halacha gives us guidelines on how to make the evaluation for damage done. So the Pais can discuss a situation where somebody came to the store and he broke something that is sold for $100. However, the storekeeper bought it for $80, or maybe he even got it for free. How much does the person who did the damage have to pay? Another shaila that comes up. Somebody went to a hotel and he paid in a hotel, a cup of coffee is $10. Somebody walked by and caused that cup of coffee to spill. So how do we make the evaluation of how much he has to pay him for spilling the coffee? At home, you probably can make a coffee for less than $1. In a regular store, it may cost you $5. In this luxury hotel, it costs $10. How much does the person who did the damage have to pay? So the Paiskim can say that, again, as we said in our previous year, we don't take any of the considerations of how much did the person pay for it, or how much did he not pay for it, are not taken into consideration. We evaluate how much it's sold for in the place where the damage took place, and that's how much it has to be paid for. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Shin Pei Zayin, Sif Aleph, teaches us as follows. Haresha Horeg Behemes Chaveri, if somebody killed somebody else's animal, or Shishova Kalev, and we broke his Kalim. Shaman, we evaluate, Kama Hoya Behemes Shova, how much was the animal worth when it was alive? Kama Anavela Shova, and how much is it worth much now? Kama Hayakeli Shavak Shushalim, how much was the utensil worth when it was whole? Vakama Shavata, how much is it worth now? Umishalam HaMazik HaPchas LeNizik, and the Mazik has to pay to the Nizik how much it went down in value, Im Nevela, and give the Nizik the Nevela, Ois P'chas B'yachem HaKli HaShavar. And actually, the Shulchan Aruch says the same halacha in Choshen Mishpat Simen Tuf Gimel Sif Aleph. What the Shulchan Aruch says is Shomen Kama Hoya HaBehem Mishava. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that we should look at how much the Nizik paid for the article that got damaged. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kama Hayishava, how much is it worth? Similarly, the halacha in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Kuf Aleph Sif Tes, the halacha is that a mazik could pay not only with cash, he could pay with Shavah Kesef. But the halacha is, we make the evaluation based on how much these items that I'm using to pay the nizik are currently worth. We don't take into consideration, well, the mazik might have gotten these items for cheap, and therefore that should be the determining factor of their value. And the Paiskim say, our Gemara is also a raya, because we're learning in our Gemara that if somebody damaged someone's chavita, his date, his cake of dates, so the Gemara's consideration is, do we figure $50 is the 50 prutas is the value, because that's how much it would cost. That's how much he could earn if he sold each date individually. Or is $49 the amount, 49 prutas the amount, because that's what it would cost, that's what it would, he would be able to get if he sold each one separately. But one thing we don't see in the Gemara, we don't see that the Gemara should suggest, we don't see that the Gemara should suggest that we should pay, that we should take into consideration how much the person who made this chavitza paid. And he obviously paid less, otherwise that he wouldn't be much of a businessman. Because we see that the consideration is its value, not what it costs to manufacture. The Gemara here in the Tzadik Tes speaks about another situation where somebody who was carrying a barrel of wine on a market day where the value of wine is more than it is on a regular day. The question is, how much do we evaluate the wine to be, assess the wine to be worth? But one thing we don't see in the Gemara, we don't see in the Gemara that you should take into consideration how much it costs to manufacture the wine. That clearly is not a consideration of the Gemara. Why not? Because whenever we talk about value, we talk about value what it's worth, not what it costs to manufacture. And therefore, if somebody came to a store and broke something in the store, he has to look at what it costs, what they sell this item in the store for, no other consideration. However, let's say this item in the store cost $100, but there are other stores nearby that you could buy this item for anywhere between $90 and $110, let's say. So then I would only have to pay $90. Since I could easily get this item for that price, then I only have to pay that. And that also, that halakha is also based on our Gemara, because since in our Gemara, if he would sell the chavitza, he could sell it at, if he would sell the chavitza, it would be sold as one, at all together would be sold as 49. That is enough of a reason that it should be sold, that that's the valuation. So if I could get this item easily, $90, that's all I would have to pay for. Sometimes, and therefore the halacha is that in many stores they give a better price if you buy something by the case versus if you buy something individually. In other words, if you buy a case of ice cream bars, you'll be ending up paying less for each bar than if you pay, than if you buy individual ice cream bars. And somebody, damaged a case, so he'll pay the value of a case. If he damaged an individual article, then he'll pay the value of an individual. Now, even, and let's say you did damage, but you damaged something in a store that is more expensive than another store. So the way to make that determination is you have to look if the other store is in the same vicinity as the store where you did damage, then you only have to pay, then you could pay the lower price. But if the other store is an entirely different neighborhood, if the other store is an entirely different neighborhood, then you would have to pay the value in the store where you did the damage. So now we talk about the cup of coffee in the hotel. So how much do you have to pay? So obviously, the reason they charge $10 for a glass of coffee in a hotel is because you're not only paying for the coffee, you're paying for the service, you're paying for the hotel, for the ambience, etc. So that is also part of the value of the coffee. And since that's also considered part of the value of the coffee, the halacha is that that is the price of, that is the amount I have to pay to, if I spill this person's coffee. However, the Paiskim also say that the Gemara Masechet Bava Kama, Daf Zayin on the base, says that a mazik could pay even l'chatchila with shavah kesef. And therefore, technically, in the case of the coffee, if I could get the same type of glass cup that's used in the hotel and fill it up with my own coffee, that's the same quality coffee as the coffee that I spilled, and bring that to the person whose coffee I spilled, technically, that would be acceptable as well.